is
a Hosehead production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified men from apes. Hitler faked his death and then escaped. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Back it up and do the next one right after. Strange Brew. It's too bad Anne Frank didn't watch Home Alone.
Why?
Could have been a game changer. Just think about it.
Why? Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that your dad joke?
Kind of. I think it's funny.
I'm going to give it that just because it's not necessarily a joke. It's more of a statement.
I know, but it's kind of funny.
Welcome back, everybody, to the podcast, Strange Brew.
Strange Brew.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Tomcat, aka the Tom Thompson.
Oh, don't.
The Raptilian. Go check out my music on Spotify and YouTube Music. It says it's on Apple Music, but people can't find it, so I don't know what to tell you. But go check out my music. I would greatly appreciate it. But we are joined by my co-host who is leaving me behind.
You're so dramatic.
It makes me sad, man. Billy will still be part of the show.
I'm still going to be doing it.
I know.
I'm not dying.
He's not going to be here. I'll be able to touch your face. Can I touch your face? Like, I've been editing older episodes to make sure everything is decent enough. Some of the older stuff is pretty crazy. And some of the stuff we said or just how belligerent we were. And I can definitely tell that, like, when we started the show, people, for everyone that doesn't know, we would already be like halfway through a 26er or like 4 or 5 beers deep.
Yeah.
We'd already be kind of intoxicated. We would drink.
So we drink and hang out, and then you're like, yeah, six tall boys in. You're like, okay, let's start recording now.
And then we'd always like hang out first, drink before, and to get loose, which is always probably a bad idea. So a 45-minute episode.
But that's why we're always really good right around a half hour.
Yeah.
Because I just started drinking.
Yeah, 100%. So we would just like, we'd drink for at least like maybe an hour or something before we started. And then we'd get into it. It's just funny to go through some of those older things and how we used to be. And I could definitely tell, like, I would slur my words way more. And I was
100%
just,
because we were messed up.
The one time I was like, I'm like, you said something to me where I didn't like it. I was like, shut up. And I slapped your face. And I was like, and as you hear me be like, I just slapped your face. It's like, you're like, that was weird. And I was like kind of like a little love tap against your face, because we used to sit like knee to knee with like a mic in front of us.
So close,
so funny,
just
so
stare at each other's eyes.
So this is
Hello,
Billy's here. Oh yeah, that's good. I like that one.
Let me do another GCI. And it's come to the point that I
van full of weirdos. I think it's appropriate.
The names are getting like so excessive.
Oh,
too,
just wait. Because
they all kind of like I can distinguish a lot of different types of IPAs, but there are so many that taste the. I swear to God.
Oh, I know. I know.
I swear to God, it's the same beer.
After you drink about three, they taste all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit. I like IPAs. I like craft beer. I don't like generic bullshit.
But to
beers.
Be fair, I was gonna say you can say the same thing about any. Or whatever, they all kind of taste the same.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. There's some IPAs that are really good. A lot of them do taste the same, but I do like them.
The branding's hilarious.
I know. I'm like, maybe if we get better and I edit some stuff in the beginning of the show, where we might not get canceled in the future. Or
that's
something like
a good idea.
That maybe we can get a sponsor at some point, because I feel like what we need a beer sponsor.
That's how you take down a fucking multi-billion-dollar company.
We need a beer sponsor.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool to get like a weed sponsor, especially because we're in Canada, right?
I would drink, like, I don't care. I'm not picky. Whoever wants to sponsor, like,
yeah,
that's the only beer I drink now. Yeah. And I will tell all of my friends about it. I will be so annoying. It'll be like when Breaking Bad first came out.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Game of Thrones. Have you drank this beer before?
It's crazy because Breaking Bad is the only show that I watched three times.
It's such a good show.
It's though. So good.
It's so good. Well, Breaking Bad or The Wire.
No, Peaky Blinder.
Peaky Blinders.
When people say they haven't seen that show, I'm like, oh, I couldn't get into it. Get four episodes in.
You have to start watching it.
So what are we talking about, Billy?
We're talking about Japanese war crimes.
Yes, we're talking about Unit 731. You want to disrespect my podcast?
You think it was a random number? You think they actually had that many units?
I actually don't. Yeah.
And this one was just the one that like went off the rails.
100%. But like, we'll get into some stuff. And for this episode, because there's only going to be, you know, when this time this comes out, probably one more finale episode of Billy physically being here. He will still be recording with us.
So and it makes no difference to anybody.
Except for me. It makes difference to me. oh, no, quick-witted Billy. Billy will be, but it will give him more of an opportunity to actually get drunk on episodes.
Oh, that's cool too.
Yeah, so you'll actually be able to get kind of buzzed up with me, and this is going to be an opportunity.
And that's when yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, not explicit behavior. Yeah. Starts to happen.
So, and then this will give opportunity to the show. Me and Billy have talked behind the scenes about like he'll be able to maybe come on Class Horrorcast, and then maybe actually like do episodes with Aaron more often. Aaron should be on the Christmas special that will be out before this. So make sure everyone tunes in to the Christmas special, especially on YouTube.
Promote the Christmas special. After Christmas? If it comes out after.
Yeah, sure. I can't do what I want.
That doesn't make sense.
Just go check out all the specials. If you haven't seen the specials, go on YouTube or Rumble and check out the specials because they're always top-notch strangeness. Like, they're just off the rails usually. Hilarious. You know, Billy was Slenderman this year. Last year it was Trudeau. I'm going to be Santa Claus like I always am for the Christmas special. We got a lot of stuff always on the go.
Man, yeah. We've been doing this for a long time.
We have been. Looking back,
I don't realize it. So you're like, wow, that we did like five Halloween specials.
I know. We officially started in 2018, but nobody knows that.
Nobody yeah, needs we to took know that, that up. That's fair. Well, you know what? Let's get into it. World War II struck devastating blows everywhere it took place. But the Pacific Theater was where nations fought the longest campaigns of the war and witnessed some of the most uncalled for cruelty in history.
This is my issue.
That is one hell of a statement.
What?
The most uncalled for cruelty in history. Yeah, the most. Like,
it's just collateral damage. It's fine. And
it's not good, but no. I'm saying the most out of everything we've done.
Well, this is why I think it's funny how often, and I was going to say this, but like essentially how often we call it like, oh, the Japanese for their war crimes or God knows what the Chinese did it. And they're like, everybody shut up. Like, cause they don't let stuff out of their country, including their citizens. But like, and then, dancing in line. But then it's like, or like what Germany did. And stuff like that. But no one really talks about what the United States did. And the United States is some really shady stuff. Do you know the idea of eugenics? Do you like what
the idea of what, sorry?
Eugenics, what Big H believed in. Like of like you can make a superior race.
Oh, okay.
He believed in all that stuff. You know where that came from? The United States first. That whole ideology and thought process, it all came from the United States.
Probably
and
Texas.
They were trying to do this.
Come on, be real.
We could do an episode on it at some point, but like I've said before, like the guy that made Kellogg's cereal, he was a eugenicist. He believes that you could like make a superior human and you should annihilate people that, you know, that have issues.
Other things that aren't superior. And
if he was around, we wouldn't have a whole community of people right now. They all be in an asylum. kidding.
Oh my God.
I didn't say anything. You just thought
that idea, like it's a horrible, horrible thing to like, but like yeah, it's possible. Like we could do like crazy things. Like, imagine if like everybody was like so, so smart that they could just like, everyone was inventors or everyone was like just pushing the barrier. And like, nobody was kind of living in like a 9-to-5, like, sorry?
I said, how smart were they?
Well, not very, if they're doing that, to be fair.
But, like, the United States, like, hid, like, I'm sure, it's funny, because, like, I'm sure if you go to Russia, there's propaganda that's sold about the United States that could be true or kind of, like, somewhat factual, or who knows, right? And then...
Well, they buried a lot, too.
That's what I'm saying, that, like, a lot, especially the United States, probably, like, hid a lot of stuff from the public, and, you know, that's why I don't really trust... It's like, oh, we're only being told a version of a story, you know?
It's fair. But between 1937 and 1945, the Empire of Japan reached out into a dozen countries with what appeared at first to be an unstoppable military machine. But the machine did, after the conquest, when it had unlimited civilians' lives to play with, was often so barbarous, even modern...
Barbarous?
Barbarous. That is what you wrote.
Barbarous. Ah, oh, weird. Barbaric sounds more, a little more.
Barbarous. even modern Japanese society has yet to come to grips with it. So are they just like, are they saying it didn't happen?
They're either. Like the Germans. That's what I was going to say. Nothing happened.
We're just, you know, I'm sorry. I'm actually not apologizing because nothing happened. I'm sorry for nothing. I'm sorry your textbooks lied.
Exactly. Because like you only know what you're taught really, right? So, you know.
It gets you thinking.
Yeah, it does.
What you got there? What are they doing?
They're torturing people because that's what they did. It's just like, and it's crazy because this goes pretty deep and I don't know how the war crimes go all the time, but we, you know, when someone was still on the show, we did an episode about serial killers of war, and essentially that serial killers could hide during wartime because there was so much destruction and chaos going on, all the stuff, right? And then there was the ability that people could kind of like hide out and be able to get away with horrible crimes, or you know, you enlist and draft people and you don't know that they're a serial killer, but you're like standing next to a guy and you're fucking scared to death on the front lines, and then he's like, I'm ready to go, and it's like, all right bud, calm down. He's like, I've dreamed about this moment my entire life. And then he just runs out there and he's the first one shot, but he was really itching to kill some people.
You need those go-getters. The frontline war. You call them warriors, but everyone knows they're just goats.
What would you call them? Would you call them ninja warriors?
Dummies, for sure. That starts American Ninja Warriors.
Yes.
Japanese war crimes, the rape of Nanking.
Yes.
World War II began in China. The Japanese decision to occupy and annex Manchuria in 1931 set the ball...
Manchurian candidate.
Pardon me, sorry?
The Manchurian candidate, essentially the idea that they could brainwash someone and then they could, like, on a flip of a switch, they could go kill somebody. Fun stuff.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. It was in 1931, set the ball rolling for everyone that followed, including the U.S.-led oil embargo that was the proximate cause of the Japanese attack on the South Pacific and the war that followed. Why did I not know that? Why? Like, that seems, what that do seems you know, like really? Something that seems like something you just should have known. And I'm not sure why that was a gap in knowledge there, but I guess I didn't know that. The first shots of the war were fired in 1937 when the Empire of Japan launched a full scale ground invasion of China in an effort to crush Chinese resistance to Japan.
You know what's crazy? Japan is fairly small compared to China.
They're always like battling though.
But they
what's their like? Because they're way smaller, right? Like China's like what's the actual like population difference? It's got to be like China's got to be like what 10-fold easy.
Let me see population, China versus Japan. But it's just fun. I think it's World War One, Japan was on our side, and then World War Two, we were against them, which is just so funny how it's like how it gets divided up in that way.
They started gossiping. We heard about them, and we're like, you know what? I didn't like the way you talked to Sally about us when we weren't there, because Sally told us.
Holy crap.
What's the difference?
A lot.
Yeah, I know. It's easy tenfold. What is it?
China has 1,425 million.
Cool. That's
and
fine.
And then Japan has 123
million,
yeah. But they're very strict about who they bring in.
That's 100-fold.
Yeah, isn't that like it's crazy? That's why it's like China has too many.
100 million or 1 million?
100 million.
Oh, okay, that's tenfold. Huh. Yeah, nailed it.
It's crazy because like that's why obviously China could be a dangerous place because they have so many citizens that will probably enlist in the war or be forced to or draft to if they needed to. But they're supposedly in Canada, they're buying up like hotel properties and all this stuff, and these hotels are like empty in like Vancouver and stuff, and they're infiltrating. And you know, our government. What did our prime minister say? I admire the basic dictatorship of China, and he loves Xi Jinping. They're
He's a big fan.
Hang out, jerks him off underneath the fucking table.
He probably does.
He just hung out with him recently. So, and they didn't. And then that's why he said he called China a dictatorship where he wanted to admire China's basic dictatorship. Mm-hmm. But then when he went and meet Xi Jinping, he wouldn't say that he was a dictator, which he is. And it's like, Trudeau, it's because you want to be him, Trudeau.
He's like, no, 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 it's not. It's not like that. You're just not seeing it from his angle.
He's a nice guy, you know, killing everybody.
You want to see something that's going to set you off there? And I did not fact check this at all.
Yeah.
So don't come at me if I'm totally wrong, anybody. I just thought it was hilarious. They got a meme going out right now that shows the country's debt with all of the previous presidents combined.
Yeah.
And then Trudeau's beating it by a little bit.
Oh, all combined. Yeah, I know.
All combined.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's just like, oh, no.
I'm like, I don't know if that's actually true. I was like, that's hilarious.
The budget will balance itself.
Yeah, that was the first comment, actually.
It's like crazy. Because have you ever seen that video of him where he doesn't know basic math? He's like on the stage, like doing some sort of presentation. He's like, see, I can't even do that. I was born where I can't understand basic math. And it's like, yeah, we can all tell.
We understand the budget doesn't just do that.
I know.
You got way too big. Look at that. That's the crew, eh?
Yeah, that's the 731, man.
Them's the crew.
Them's the crew.
Within months, the capital of Nanking fell to the Japanese. And what followed has gone down in history as one of the worst wastes of human life on record. The rape of Nanking.
Yes.
Starting around December 13th, 1937, and continuing for more than 6 weeks, Nanking suffered as few other cities in history ever have. The Japanese looking at the 90,000 captives was an opportunity to train their own soldiers in brutality, transported them out of the city for executions. The more brutal, the better, was, yeah. I guess, their motto.
Yeah.
You think they had that like on the patch?
They had a poster. Everyone brutal had to like recite the poster. I will rape and kill and pillage. And they're like just marching in a thing. And but they're doing like the, you know, like the flapper dancer. They're like, oh, their legs are up. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're going to Nanking. Guess what we're going to do there?
We do some good stuff. I want to see like a bunch, because you know they're probably like most of the people following rules like that. Like they got to be illiterate and stuff like that. So I just want to see like a patch that goes like, the brutaler, the better. Oh, yeah.
It's like a crayon.
Dumb.
I don't know if the Japanese believed in eugenics, but I'm sure they probably did.
They marched Chinese soldiers into designated killing fields. The Japanese officers and enlisted men shot, stabbed, and beheaded the Chinese in an attempt to condition them out of having a human pity party for the following.
How did they tell who was Chinese and Japanese?
Hey, that was actually, that was an Andrew Schultz joke. I just saw that the other day. You just stole that.
That's actually a Dave Chappelle joke where he's like, you know, like, he's like, you could be like, oh, you're Chinese, aren't you? He's like, no, I'm Korean. And he's like, then they're fighting with each other. And he's like, you look all the fucking same to me. Like this Dave Chappelle's joke. But it's like the idea of like, I don't know, I guess you could tell, but if you put a room full of white people, and they nobody was saying anything. I don't know if I could tell who is from the United States or Germany or Poland. If there's Russia, a little bit of
yeah, they're weathered a little more.
Blonde hair.
Yeah, and you're just guessing at that point. Yeah, now you're just 100%. Like picking out distinctive features and you're stereotyping.
But
for sure.
But to be honest, I'm sorry for anybody that's out there, but like the hottest definitely would be the Japanese. Of like women and probably males too, I'm sure. And then it goes like
males too, I'm sure.
Maybe Filipino, then Chinese, and then like North Korea is very low on the totem pole of attractiveness of Asian people.
Yeah, you know.
Just my opinion. Sorry.
Is that your opinion?
Yeah, it's my
opinion. I thought you were saying they all look the same. Sorry, so Bobby how can Lee. You?
Yeah, yeah. How can you distinguish? I know. You can though.
You can?
Yeah, yeah.
But you just said you couldn't.
No, I can't.
But you wrote with women. It's the men that all look the same.
Yeah. Should we? I was like, should we bring up a fucking photo of like that? I was like, that's maybe a bad idea. What is the difference between
higher cheekbone. No, I'm done. Yeah,
we won't do it. But no, that was just a rude joke, everybody. It was just, I was kidding, as we've said on the show before. You take nothing seriously because nothing is serious, including all of my opinions. So when you hear me on the internet yelling about the government, I'm actually mentally handicapped, and I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yep. I think they all knew that.
That's why they follow me. Like, this wow, guy, this guy's pretty this smart guy's for nuts. How retarded he is.
So basically they're brutalizing all the Chinese soldiers. And when the supply of POWs ran thin, the Japanese turned on the city's 600,000 civilians, whom the retreated Chinese nationalists had prevented from fleeing.
Crazy.
In the orgy of rape and murders that followed, which saw babies run through the bayonets and pregnant women sliced open with swords, as many as 300,000 of the people have died. That's Whoa. Half.
That's they like killed that's half. Crazy. Do you think that they lined up all the babies and like shish kebab them? Like had like five babies on a bayonet?
Like at that point, once your mind's gone, then it becomes a game, right?
Well, and it's the idea of like how brutal can we be? And they're wanting to like massacre.
They got like contests going on in the back, and it's like Jimmy just killed like seven people with one gas chamber.
How far can you toss this baby? And they have like hanging by the leg, and there's like almost like lawn darts, but with babies.
Like that,
and there's a bunch of rocks, so it's like who can crack? That's fucked up.
I don't like thinking about that. That's a little too far for me.
I watch horror movies all the time. I literally do a horror podcast where it's like I can think about the worst things possible if they're fake, but this is not fake.
Things got so bad that 22 Westerners remaining in Nanking organized a safety zone near the port under the control of German Nazis all people named John Rabbi.
John Rabbi?
Rabbi? Rab? Rabbi? Is that Rabbi with an E?
Is it with an E?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Rabbi, I guess.
Could be Rabbi.
Yeah. Me and Aaron recently, I just made me think of a bee rabbit. Me and Aaron were just recently talking about 8 Mile. And he's like, you'd probably be like Cheddar Bob. And I was like, what, shoot myself with my own gun? Probably.
You would be Cheddar Bob. 100%. They're talking shit about us, and
so funny.
The rape of Nanking was such a horrific event that Japan has yet to fully acknowledge or apologize for it. For one, official Japanese estimates place the number of dead closer to 50,000. So they basically said that we all killed because it was 90 and 30. So. Yeah. Everyone says that you killed 390,000. They're like, it was more like 50. Like, chill out.
Chill out. Calm down.
We're not that bad.
It's like, that's crazy. Cause it's like, you're just making
excuse. This is how many people did that? That's a course of what? Like 70 people? Maybe.
Yeah. Look at this. They're like, yeah.
70 people did that. Is that true? Is that like,
I don't know how many people were in. I'll look it up.
Cause that's a,
how many people
like that's almost I hate to use the word impressive, but it kind of is. That's almost impressive as what Hitler did in general, and being able to convince that many people that what he was doing
3,000 men, okay, at least 3,000 men, women and children, from which at least 600 every year were provided by whatever that says. The 3,000 men, women and children were subjected to unit 731. We don't know how many people were involved? 3,000 personnel. Established in 1936, Unit 37 eventually compromised 3,000 personnel, 150 buildings, and the capacity for holding 600 prisoners at a time for experimental use. Thousands of human beings were experimented on and killed at Unit 37 alone.
See, now my mind my mind starts to wander and go like, what did they learn though? Did they learn anything that we use today? Like, is this where penicillin actually
came from? I don't know. Eventually, when we talk about, I want to go with Joseph Mengele. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Aaron will have a fun time doing that. Or if Brett wants to, because I feel like if it's a German episode, I just feel like Brett has to be on it. Just because how German he is. And he can feel really bad about what his ancestors did. But I think his family's been here longer than, maybe not actually. But I want to do Joseph Mengele, and he did the idea of like, oh, like I always make this joke, but like, let's cut off this twin's dick to see if that twin feels it. Stuff like that, where it was just like, they were just experimenting for the sake of experimentation just to see what would happen. Like, let's just see what happens if we do this or that, or like, you know, we'll try to pull, I don't know, like, we'll take, I just thought it was about something the most fucked up I could think of. It's like, you know, do you, you pull like a vein through the penis head and then see if you can like pull how many veins you can pull out of your penis head. And something's just horrible just to see what happened while the guy's still living, you know, you know, stuff like that. Like how many needles can you stick in your eye while the guy's still alive? I would think of a lot of fucked up torture methods, to be honest. If I was that psychotic, I could think of a lot.
My favorite thing is, you ever just want someone to just dig themselves into a hole? Just don't say anything and stare at them while they're saying fucked up shit. Watch them just double down so quick.
Yeah.
Even now, nearly 80 years later, the refusal to take responsibility for the first major war crime of World War II remains a stumbling block in closer diplomatic and trade relations between these two countries, basically, because they know they did it. Okay, that seems childish now, too. It's 80 years later. That means nobody in Japan that was part of that is still part of your trading system. Now you're just like, hey, me what you did, Mom. You took my fucking crayons. No, I didn't. Like, grow the fuck up. You guys got trade shit to do. Like, deal with it.
And for all the
he's not admitting you. We don't have closure.
For all the listeners and the people watching, when this goes up on YouTube, there will be an uncut, uncensored version.
That probably won't be
on Rumble for everybody, because we are showing some messed up images. Like, you want to see a fun one, Billy? You want to see a fun one? What these people did?
What's that?
Look at that. Is that fun?
Oh, that's fucked, man.
Yeah, man. Head's not even the right way around anymore.
Took the head off.
I think that they like bent her head backwards. Oh, pretty brutal. Jesus. There's some brutal stuff that they did. Look at that. Real footage. Real.
What are they doing?
I don't know. Some sort of experimentation.
Saw.
I don't know if it's cold.
That guy looks like he's fucking smiling.
He probably is.
Look at it. No, the doctor on the left.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he looks like he's grinning.
Isn't that horrible looking? Look at this guy. They're doing something to his penis. I don't know what it is. Look at his eyes, man. Look at the fear in that man's eyes.
Oh, he's dead, I think.
Oh, you think so?
I think he's
dead. That's fucking scary. He could be alive. Who knows? It's
crazy. Paralyze them.
That's very sad to see his eyes like that, just like gone. I guess you could say there was no soul left. It does look like there's nothing there. Scary, man. I said it's going to be a disturbing episode, and this stuff is very, very, very disturbing. Like, here's some of the POWs that they obviously said they ran out of.
Yeah, like the supply ran thin. Like, they were store-bought cookies.
That's crazy.
No more toilet paper on the shelves. Yeah. We've already brought you the story about Unit 731, the Japanese germ warfare division that worked for more than 10 years to weaponize some of the worst diseases that have ever afflicted mankind. But
almost you like they
may
create every
not
disease.
Have the sheer scope of the project in view. That's just a part, just a little piece. Founded in 1931. Wait. What do you got? Tracksuit. 5%. Oh, I thought that was going to be something funny. Just tracksuit smash.
Some
are
dude
you stuck in the 80s? Here you go.
I know. I want you to get one of those tracksuits.
I don't want to get
imagine
one of
Billy
tracksuits.
In this tracksuit. I think he would look
well. I don't want to get one of those tracksuits.
All right, keep going.
Founded in 1931 as a normal army medical unit, by 1935 the team was stockpiling supplies of bubonic plague, anthrax, and chloroform, but you put chlora in forms. So did you mean chloroform?
I took this from an article.
And chlora in forms that were distressingly easy to deploy against civilians.
You know what's weird? That they had the bubonic plague. We did a whole episode about that. For the people that don't know, check it out. Alex is on that one. It was fairly fun, pretty crazy. But it was at the time of COVID, I think we covered it. But the idea that, like, this is the problem I have with some of the people in the world and some of these elites or these, you know, where'd COVID come from?
Tell them your problem.
Where'd COVID come from? Where's this? Now there's a new viral.
The bats.
Well, yeah, sure. That's a fucking believable story.
What hilarious just be like, what's an animal? Bats. No one fucks with bats.
Yeah, someone eats a bat. Right. Whoa. It's like the whole idea of, oh, like AIDS came from a man fucking a monkey. Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure it wasn't, and nothing to do with Anthony Fauci at all and his fucking organization. Oh, the NIH.
Think Ozzy Osbourne started this?
Yeah. COVID thing? There's already memes about that. Okay, now there's a new respiratory illness coming from China. Why is it always China?
Every time.
Black Plague came from China. The Spanish flu came from China. So China. But it is fucking weird. And it's just funny, like, this is my problem. It's like, okay, the bubonic plague was pretty bad, whatever, right? Why did we keep the virus stored somewhere where the Japanese obviously had access to it? You know?
We're there because we're like safekeepings.
That's fucking weird.
Safekeepings.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Man. I like to have
you're
it.
You're crazy.
I bet somebody just had it in their possession. They're like, this is how I get free rent. Landlord comes in and be like, buddy, I will unleash hell upon your family.
As soon as
you
the
make
landlord
me pay
walks
rent.
In after it's been like 2 months, he hasn't paid rent. He's naked with like a vial of bubonic.
Don't make me throw it.
Don't make me throw it. Get out of here.
In just a single attack in Manchuria, the Japanese dropped aerial bombs filled with sawdust. Oh, pardon me. And plague infected fleas all over population centers. Oh, I can't stop burping.
I know, isn't that hard to read and speak and drink beer? I get to get a little loose on this one. I'm gonna smoke a joint in a bit.
So they were dropping bombs like on like public centers, so like shopping malls and like just massive gatherings.
Try to like buy your
a bunch of fleas with the bubonic plague.
Just try to buy yourself some Lululemon pants, and then you're like. And you dead.
No, this is what year is this? 1930. You're buying yourself the new oven with the foot soaker in it.
Yeah. It heats up your feet and peels the skin off of like we'll get into in this episode.
Two for. This was partly a terror bombing, partly a terror bombing against territory that the Japanese already controlled, and partly a test of the weapon's effectiveness.
Oh, that's what they have to test it, right? That's just like this, like how they used and when we like eventually, you know, probably like you know when they used when they hit Nagasaki, right, with the nuclear bomb. I mean, that's just like there's people that believe that nuclear bombs don't exist, and then I'm like, well, how do you explain like Nagasaki and like Hiroshima and stuff? Where they like, that's how they supposed, like the war was already coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was done. Like they were going to lose. Like everything was wrapping up. And the United States is like, well, Japan's still not giving up. Let's just bomb the living shit out of them. And with nuclear bombs that we just figured out how to make.
We finally got it.
And to see what happens. Now I've become death, the destroyer of worlds. And we like, it is kind of weird because that's true. And then Howard Zinn, I've been reading his book and I post a lot of his videos on my political page because I love his opinion about stuff. And he's a true historian that criticizes the United States for what they did, the horrible things that they did that they try to cover up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he interviewed someone or talked to someone that went to Nagasaki or Hiroshima, one of them, after it happened and saw the devastation like years later. And he's like, it was fucked up. Like, and he's like, nobody talks about it. He's like, because he fought in the war. And he's like, I thought that, you know, I was fighting for my country and all that stuff. And then he's like, there's a video I have to repost from a doc about him. And he thought he was fighting for his country. And they started talking to more and more soldiers. And he started to realize that it was an imperialist war, essentially for gain of a country and profit and all that stuff. And
well, it goes from anything. So not even, okay, actually, that's one angle too, is it's here for profit. But another thing is every time you hear of a horrific, like gross, grotesque, like story of somebody doing something, mm-hmm. like my first thought is like, okay, what'd you do to them? Like what set mm-hmm. them to be like, you're all evil? And dude, like what happened before this?
I know.
Did the Chinese do something to fucking Japan?
I know they did.
In like the mid 1800s that really fucked them up. And they're like, you know what? You're all going to pay.
And 100%. Like, and look what we're seeing now.
99% of everything is just vengeance attacking vengeance back to attacking vengeance. And then it just becomes what did you do before?
It's pretty like, crazy that like the Israeli military years ago admitted that they created Hamas. Pretty fucking weird that they admitted that years ago. And then all of a sudden, all these people that have been in a massive prison complex finally start lashing out and making bombs out of pipes they found in the ground. Like they're literally like firecrackers, and then they're being like they're so dangerous. Meanwhile, Israel has the most advanced defense system in the entire world, especially anti-missile defense systems. And then that's why I think it's funny that all these right wingers are like, we gotta stand with the fucking Zionists. And it's like, do you though? It's really weird that you're standing with a bunch of war criminals. You guys could go that's into a sneaker store and find a boot to lick. Yeah, I said it.
How's it going? Where'd you get that one?
Moral technique.
Ah.
I love that saying. You can go to a sneak store and find a boot to lick. That's fucking sick.
When the bomb casing split open in the air, the fleas fell unarmed. Unarmed.
The fleas got like fucking.
They were unarmed. They're picking up the fucking swords. They're picking up the swords once they got to the shopping mall.
So funny. I just picture a bunch of tiny little fleas, like little AKs and shit.
Unharmed to the ground. Of course they did, because fleas can fall like God knows how far. And began biting people, infecting their blood with strains of Yersinia pestis.
I'm great. I didn't have to read this episode.
It's infecting your strain with a blood with a strain of Yersinia pestis, whatever that is. That has been bred with greater. Fuck you! What the hell did you put in this? It's been bred by passing through multiple generations of Chinese and Korean prisoners. So they made it a lot stronger by basically starting it out and then just kind of like keep amplifying it as you keep realizing what the
so crazy, like the whole idea of like gain of function is like always nuts to me. And people like Anthony Fauci should be in jail. Like why my whole problem with this whole world, right? And all the stuff that's going on is like, there is no accountability. Like my taxes got messed up this year, whatever. Right. I was like, I got $1,000 back. And I was like, awesome. And then we ended up buying stuff with it. And I was like, sweet. Like, this is nice. That was a little extra cash. We were able to get something that we needed at the time or whatever. Come to realize I messed up my taxes. Somehow, my older job didn't put my T4 in cause I wasn't working there anymore or whatever. And I had to pay it all back. I'm still paying it back right now.
Did you just blame your older job for not putting your T4 in?
They didn't send it to me. That's their responsibility, okay? It's your responsibility to send me that.
When you're doing your taxes, you have to provide all of your T4s.
I thought I did. I don't know what you... somehow it got messed up because we pay someone to do that. Somehow they messed it up. I'm going to blame them. But yeah, then I have to pay it all back or whatever, which is like, it's out of nowhere.
When did you find that out?
Recently. And the thing is, too, it's like, but yet... The government can be like, we don't know where billions of dollars went. Do you think anybody is actually like auditing where the money is going in Ukraine? It's went to like generals building mansions. It's actually went to pay for their infrastructure, like fucking hospitals and nurses and staff and people that are just working to probably nightclubs and fucking people doing coke. Who knows? And all those billions of dollars we sent over there, that's not like nobody's being held accountable for where that money goes or who's getting it or how, you know, Zelensky probably has three mansions and fucking a Ferrari. And then he's like, he's like, this war in Israel against Palestine is really
bad.
I need the money. I need it. And then that's pretty much how he's acting like a little child. And the thing is my issue is like, if I do my taxes wrong, I get shafted, but then they can just take all our money. We don't really know what they're doing with it. They can launder it, put it into child trafficking, all this shit.
Not a clue.
And nobody gets held accountable is my problem. Hold these people accountable, man. Power to the people. I'm done.
All right. Pouring over population. Pouring over the population before and after the war, the Chinese government now estimates that this one attack may have killed nearly 600,000 people. Flea bombing.
600,000 from one flea bomb.
Well, think about how many
fleas.
Fleas just go gone.
It's like them dropping them. You ever hear that they're dropping like mosquitoes? Like viruses and shit. It's wild.
That's how you do it though.
There's a video and people are filming like, what is that? And they think it's smoke, but it's smoke. It's not smoke. People think it's bugs. Like it's that they're dropping infected.
Cause it's just like such a street.
No, it's a line down and then it puffs out. Like it's like a release of bugs and it's been filmed a couple times and it's from helicopters. And, Bill Gates admitted that he wanted to genetically engineer like, mosquitoes and stuff like that. So people think it was being tested in Florida because they don't like Ron DeSantis. Who knows what the actual theories? But I do believe that's very possible. That's why be careful of mosquitoes, be careful of peanut butter, be careful of everything, man. Did I tell you about peanut butter yet?
There's a lot to absorb here. Tell me at the end.
Remind me about peanut butter.
One attack may have nearly killed 600,000 people in the weeks following the drop. Unit 731's other activities may have killed another 500,000 or so innocent people before the end of the war. Late July to early August 1942, a full division of Japanese soldiers tried to force a difficult crossing in New Guinea's rugged central highlands.
Nice.
So they tried to force a difficult... Okay, so they're pushing through a blockade or border or whatever. They were opposed by a few companies of Australian regulars...
What does that mean? Oh, they're just like they sit at the bar and you have to like kick them out, kind of like they're like been there too long.
They got through all of the fucking border security, but they ain't getting past those fireflies. Those motherfuckers be like, "You're taking over this. I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm not moving, bud. My wife and kids are at home. I'm still working for another hour."
The amount of people that I would see working in restaurants that would sit there like from Wednesday to like Sunday every day at a certain time, all day. Some of them, I'm like, what a sad little life you live.
I swear to God, they're probably telling their fucking partners that they're still working. And they come in and they're just like 4 hours to kill. And I'm like, you really don't want to go home that badly.
Yeah, we knew a manager like that.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Opposed by a few companies of Australian regulars who managed to not only halt the advance, but drive it back from the mountain pass. Yeah, okay. I don't know what Australian regulars is. I don't understand. When the Australians searched the abandoned Japanese camp,
it was probably like the militants, like people like in the army.
They call them regulars?
Oh, I guess so.
Aren't regulars just citizens? Isn't that what a regular is? You're a citizen.
Yeah, you're just a reg. You're a regular guy.
So what are regulars in army term?
Just keep going.
Anyway. When the Australians searched the abandoned Japanese camp for signs of prisoners that they had lost earlier in the fighting, what they found shocked them to their core. From the firsthand account of Australian Corporal Bill Hedges, who was among the first into the abandoned camp, and I quote, "The Japanese had cannibalized our wounded and dead soldiers. We found them with meat stripped off their legs and half-cooked meat." They call it meat. In the Japanese dishes. I was heartily disgusted and disappointed to see my good friend lying there with the flesh stripped off of his arms and legs, his uniform torn off him. We found dumps with rice and a lot of tinned food. So they weren't starving and having to eat flesh because they were hungry.
So crazy.
We found dumps of all their food they had, but they weren't hungry. Like, it's not like they had to do this. They just did it because they wanted
they're
to.
They're sick. Regulars, it was the universal training scheme had been suspended 10 years earlier. Australian regular army compromised only 3,000 men. So it was just like the regular army. I'm sure there's Australian guy be like, that's not what it means.
It wasn't the special units. It was just the special. That's so sad, man.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. We live in a sad, disgusting world. And it's mostly the fault of parasitic leeches that are... that have been, compromised by reptilians. There's so much crazy shit going on. Do you know something crazy? Mm-hmm. In the last, in warfare, in like World War, one and two, and especially before then, it would be like, 30-40% of the deaths were civilians, innocents, right?
Yeah.
Like it was rare. Not rare, but like it didn't happen as often because it was mostly stuck on a battlefield. You had, before they had bombs and other stuff, they would just have people marching into a city and then you would take people captive and you wouldn't necessarily kill innocent civilians most times. I know this happened, mm-hmm. but since the development of bombs and the warfare that we have now, modern day warfare, like the video game, since 2000, around to the 2000 or whatever, 80% of the casualties in war have been innocent civilians. 80%. That's astronomical and fucking ridiculous that we live in a world like that.
Well, that's the way to get them, right? It's like we're killing your population. Like I can't, like, what? Soldiers are armed, man.
If you look at Gaza, you like one guy commented and he's like, he did a video where it's like Gaza destroyed and he was like, did we find Hamas? Are they in there? Because it doesn't look like they are. And you guys just bomb the living shit out of a place where innocent people lived and then be like, go this way. We're going to the West Bank. We're not going to bomb. And then they bomb like there. It's just like, I'm just very pissed off with the shit that goes on in this world.
Like, even this wasn't a one-off event. Several firsthand accounts of it can attest to Japanese officers, sometimes very senior ones, participating in the ridiculous cannibalism. An Indian captive,
like cooking and peeling apart flesh. Ooh.
An Indian captive held for the duration of the war in a series of Japanese POW camps later attested to what he saw when he was an American pilot, when an American pilot was captured. According to him, about a half an hour from the time of the forced landing, the Kempa Thai beheaded the pilot. I saw this from behind a tree and watched some of the Japanese cut the flesh from his arms, legs, hips, and buttocks and carried it back to their quarters. I was so shocked at the scene, and I followed the Japanese just to see what they were doing with the flesh. This guy watched somebody get murdered from behind a tree, and then he goes, and then they leave, and he goes, I'm a follow them. Like, dude, if you get caught, like, you're done.
I know. You're going to be watching your flesh be peeled apart while you're alive.
Anyways, so what he sees, apparently it didn't, so because he got away and he told the story. So after that.
No, he did. He got caught and he's like, fuck. And he's like,
look how skinny I am. Don't even like, I'm too skinny. Too. Like, I got nothing.
I was going to be like, okay. And he like gets on his knees and goes, like he's like, I'll suck your dick.
Who's first? Go. Yeah. So he followed them to see what they were going to do with the flesh. They cut it into small pieces and fried it. Later that evening, a very senior Japanese.
Wait, how'd they fry it? Did they fry it like female bacon?
I'm going to go ahead and assume like one of those, like, I'm going to assume like a full fledged deep fryer. Like they turkey base fried this.
They didn't have that. I feel like
they had hot oil.
Yeah. I think I see a pan. And you like,
you think he's frying like that? Yeah.
And like you flip it over and he's like, it's not done yet.
So he's like searing it.
This is how I deal with bad stuff is I make fun of it.
A very senior Japanese officer of the rank Major General addressed a large number of the officers. At conclusion of his speech, a piece of fried flesh was given to all that were present and who ate it, who they all ended up eating it on the spot.
So the
general basically went to the stand. He spoke in front of everybody and he went like did his whole speech or whatever. And at the end of it, they were all given.
You will only eat this white man's flesh. And it wasn't just white man.
It was like a church, yeah. And they give bread for the body of Christ, but they give flesh for the body of the person they just.
Yeah, don't
killed.
Tell me that Christians don't believe in magic. Shut up. You believe in black magic, what are you doing?
Furthermore, we have this document captured during the war and authenticated in 1946 by the Balatonian commander, Major Motoba himself.
Motoba.
Regarding the treatment of the 8 American naval aviators captured in 1944, incidentally, the 9th aviator and the only man to survive the mission was future President George H.W. Bush. Fucking what?
Yeah. I was going to look this up because I thought that this is what you were going to get into.
Fucking what?
Is that one of the one of the Bushes, what is it, Japanese? Captor.
George Bush was a fucking, George Bush was senior. Part of this?
The Chinjima incident. 9 American pilots escaped from their planes after being shot down in the bombing rains of Chichijima, a tiny island 700 miles south of Tokyo. In September 1944, the 8 of the airmen, Lloyd, I'm not going to go through all their names, Floyd Hall, Warren Earl
Vaughn.
I'm not
going to, and he starts.
Just because some of their names are fun. James Jimmy Dye, Glenn Frazier, man, just white names. And
William Kirby.
The ninth and only one to evade capture was the future U.S. President George Bush, also a 20-year-old pilot. I always think this...
You know how he avoided capture? He was, I swear to God, there should be air quotes around this word, lucky enough to be picked up by a nearby submarine before he could get captured.
Bullshit.
Lucky enough.
Bullshit.
Lucky. That's a lie. The submarine happened to be like, we didn't see any other guys, but we got you.
No, he did. He's like, you want to know what my bloodline is? And then he like turns into a fucking huge reptile and they all run away.
Fucking imagine.
That sounds like
being in the fucking ocean from an airplane crash and getting picked up by a submarine.
Yeah.
Fucking what?
I don't believe that story at all. I think that he lied, and I think that he was the cannibal eating everybody on that island.
He's like, I don't know what happened. I just got away.
And like I said, World War II was a feast for the reptilians, they say.
The order regarding eating flesh of American flyers is the title of this list. Number one, the Battalion wants to eat
the battalion.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Right.
The battalion wants to eat the flesh of an American aviator, Lieutenant Hall. Number two, First Lieutenant Kamari will see to the rationing of the flesh. Number three, Cadet Sakabi will attend the execution and have the liver and gallbladder removed. That's the steps.
Wow. Gallbladder?
Is there no down?
I was going through all the pictures of how fucked up this shit is.
Those are only the three steps? It was just those three steps? That's it?
I look at these guys. Do they look like...
Minions?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
There's only three steps.
That's gross.
Why do I feel like I'm missing some? There's only three steps to this? Hey, you have no.
Let me look it up real quick. Look at that. That's the hands. Have we gotten the dunking part? Because that shit's fucked up, man. They would like dunk your hands on like, they would freeze your hands or something. I think if I could get into it. And then they would dunk it in hot water. And shit. Look at this person's hands. You want to see something gross? Look up so I can take this off the screen. Disgusting, eh? This is a torture method.
Those blisters, man. The poor person.
I know. Poor, but you know what?
It's a girl, clearly.
I know. But you'd be, some ladies would love it, though. A big fingers. I've heard, Billy. You're fucking...
You've heard my fingers?
No, I've heard stories, man. About your fist. You broke a girl's spine once. I heard about it.
Oh, I did that, yeah.
What is this called?
You just put your whole two fists up and you just fucking go.
Cannibal...
The order regarding eating flesh of American flyers.
There's an order?
It was, yeah, and that was the order. It was 1, 2, 3, and there's no way number three was just he attended the execution, had the liver and gallbladder removed. We're all done. The order's done.
I don't know. I can't cannibal flyers.
Huh. That's the last step.
Why'd the Wendigo show up on this search? That's very weird. One of the first level charges of cannibalism against the Japanese was Gerard Aldafi, I cannot even pronounce it, who was rescued by Australian Speckbait, whatever. I'm not reading this. I wasn't supposed to read tonight. He alleged that not just the Indian, but you just said this, but even locals in New Guinea were killed and eaten by the Japanese.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just weird how it's not, I don't know. I don't know what that was all about, the order. I mean, that's how maybe you're supposed to get the gallbladder and that's it, man. You're supposed to eat it.
Information about this practice became generally known among war crimes prosecutors after the surrender, but a sort of gentleman's agreement among the investigators prevented the release of these stories out of consideration of both the dead POW's families and the difficult reconciliation between the United States.
he's like, they meet up to like... You say nothing.
We care about their families, man. That's the only reason
we're not. You say nothing, I say nothing, right? I said, you know.
That's the only reason we're not doing this. It's because we're actually good people. You want to know what the next part is?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Sex slavery.
Nice.
Though no punishments were ever handed down for crimes committed during the sack of Nanking, The rape of Nanking is supposed to be
the sake.
The sack of Nanking.
They're drinking sake, right?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. The Japanese high command did take note of the international outrage and the disastrous turn to the public opinion that that their actions caused.
You know what?
Of course it fucking did. Of course it did.
Like fucking 3 years ago, when you first told me you wanted to do this episode. Yeah. Can you tell me more about the sex trade in Japanese culture, bro?
Yeah. In order to prevent another mass rape, senior commander, and to prevent it because they couldn't just stop it, senior commanders ordered the establishment of special military brothels to cater to men and help them keep their distance from local women. It's basically, here you go. Here's fucking women. Go fuck them. Don't fuck the civilians, please. They literally gave them like sex toys. Female inmates of these facilities were usually drawn from occupying territories elsewhere and transported to remote locations to serve the troops. Some were looted with lies about easy work as domesticated servants, while others were pretty much just kidnapped.
Yeah, that's why it's the rape of Nanking.
Easy work. Like, that's insane.
It's crazy. And they would just, yeah, they would just use these people. They'd use, like, very young. Remember, Japan's... Japan's age of consent was like 13 for a long time. This is pretty crazy, and I obviously didn't have it in the notes, but Yoshi Maria Hisato, a psychologist assigned to Unit 731, took a special interest in hypothermia. This is the one that I was showing with the hands. So a part of the Maruta's study in limb injuries, this person, Hisato, routinely submerged captives' limbs in a tub of water filled with ice, had them held their arms or legs, had them frozen solid until they were frozen solid. A coat of ice had formed over the skin. According to one eyewitness, the limbs made a sound like a plank of wood when it is struck with a cane. Like dunk. Dunk, dunk, you know, dunk, dunk, dunk.
How often were you striking wood with canes? Was that just a regular thing? Everyone had a cane and they all just struck wood with it. They're like, we all hit our trees on the wall.
Then they would try different methods of rapid rewarming of the frozen appendage. So this was like, she legit was like, I'm just curious about if I can cure it in some way, yeah. Right? Or get your appendages to work again.
Fastest way.
Sometimes it, he did this by dousing the limb with hot water. Sometimes by holding it close to an open flame.
Your heart's over. Your heart's done.
And other times by leaving the subject untreated overnight to see how long it took for a person's own blood to thaw out. This is how fucked up these people were and what they like did.
They learned things and they passed on the things and we know things, but like that's insane that people got to go through that.
I know, 100%. Yeah, I'm just looking in case you fucking we missed anything.
Once they got to their destinations, because these women were kidnapped anyways. Yeah. Once they got to their destination, the women were held as prisoners and could only leave with official permission. Soldiers got one day off a month to visit their quote unquote comfort women.
Oh, they're fucking slaves.
They're sex slaves who were punished if they didn't enthusiastically please their customers.
Wow, they're like, wow, it's so good to see you. I've been ran through the past fucking 5 days, but it's really good to see you.
Didn't do it. Yeah, you weren't happy about being a prisoner? Then you'll be punished.
I love doing this. I'm excited every day. I get to live out the exact life that I wanted, pleasuring a bunch of ungrateful fucking soldiers.
And you know they're not. You know they're so dirty too.
Okay, I found you're on this can.
I am. I'm a sheep.
I'm kidding, man. Look at all the weird shit on this. There's like a fish like guy with a fish guy. Head.
That was like a hell of a tattoo arm right there.
I know it is. A little sheep guy on it. It's fucking fun.
Comfort stations were attached to each large unit.
They ain't called comforts. Is that what they call comfort stations? You're gonna get comfortable over here.
And they
while
moved,
this child sucks your dick.
And they moved from the front like MASH units. The captive women averages around ages. Guess what am I trying
of
to
the say? Women that how old they were?
Yeah, they average. To be fair, okay, it's military. They're not taking children.
They did take children. I know that.
In this, that's not where they average.
16?
Two.
18?
21.
Oh. What do you think of that? It's pretty good.
That's okay.
Yeah.
They averaged around 16 to 21. Though they were sometimes much younger.
Yeah, no shit.
As usual, sources disagree about how many victims were caught up in this program. Japanese historian,
Do it in an accent, though.
Akiko Hata. Akiko Hata.
Okay.
Has claimed that there was only, quote unquote, about 20,000 women that were abducted in this way.
20,000?
While a joint project between the Chinese, Taiwanese, and Korean authorities placed the number pretty close to 400,000.
I'm sure it was that.
Many of the women.
What do we know about Asian people? There's a lot of them.
Yeah. many of the women disgraced by what had happened and suffering from various injuries and venereal diseases chose to never return home and just live out their lives in whichever demolished country the defeated Japanese forces had left them in at the end of the war.
Listen to this. You would.
So whatever one you're just like, I'm done. Man. I'm not traveling with you guys anymore. I'm not even going home. I'm just leaving. I'm just going to live in this fucking dump.
Of sex diseases that they probably got and the soldiers of like shit, like syphilis, like bad ones, gonorrhea is like, but one of the worst ones, I feel like is syphilis. What is it? Gonorrhea, herpes. Ugh. Like you have like all fucking seven of whatever they are.
All seven of them. I don't know. There's only seven venereal diseases.
There's probably tons.
You got to be a hell of a doctor to identify all seven.
But don't worry. We didn't invent AIDS yet, so. This is pretty messed up. I want to get into a little bit that I must have missed when I wrote this out for you, but they tested a bunch of different horrifying weapons. You want to know?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
The effectiveness of various weapons was an obvious interest to the Japanese army to determine effectiveness. You must know how effective a weapon can be used on a person. I just add that in. Unit 731 herded the captives together on a firing range and blasted them from various ranges by multiple Japanese weapons, such as the Nanbu 8mm pistol, the bolt action rifles, machine guns, and grenades. So they're like this far away, you know, and they're like, bang. Like, all right, next lineup, get a little closer, like, bang. All right, next lineup, and they get a little closer, and it's just like that's what they're just testing out. Let's just see what it's going to do to people's bodies in warfare, and it's just disgusting that that's what people have done throughout history to test weapons is actually tested in real life on people, like a grenade being like, let's just see what it does, just like tossing it, so fucked up. So wound patterns and penetration depths were then compared on other bodies. Let's see how deep you got. You get deep. I got pretty deep. Of the dead and the dying inmates. Bayonets, swords, and knives were studied in this way, though the victims were usually bound for this test, which is crazy. So you have like a guy tied to a post, and he's like, get him, Saki. And he's like, that's the only name I can think of. And he's like running in with his bayonet. He's like, I got it. And he's like, just stab it. Like,
in case you're wondering, there are actually, they say more than, but it means like maybe one or two. Only 30.
What?
Venereal diseases.
30.
Ooh. But that's it, though. I feel like there should have been more.
I can't deal with stuff that's inside my body. Like, it sounds sad. Like, I don't know. I just don't like thinking about it.
No, but you stick like, your finger up your ass so often, though. So, like,
just to see what it smells like.
You're about to marinate.
Ew. You like sniff it, look a little
nothing's,
bit. Like,
nothing's better than a 24-hour marinate. You ever just lie in bed all day?
Put your finger deep in your ass.
I can't move. I'm marinated. That's gross.
So, I can't remember where I was going to go with the joke that I had. But flamethrowers were also tested on both covered and exposed skin. In addition, gas chambers were set up by the unit facilities and test subjects were exposed to nerve gas and blister agents. Heavy objects were dropped onto bond victims, which means that they're bound victims. Bond victims.
James Bond was part of this.
Bond victims to study crush injuries. Subjects were locked up and deprived of food and water and learned how long humans could survive without them. And victims were allowed to drink only seawater or were given injections of mismatched human or animal blood to study transfusions and clotting processes. This is like Richard Chase would love this. He's like, oh, inject me.
We're learning so much.
I know.
And a shit.
Meanwhile, prolonged X-ray exposure sterilized and killed thousands of of research patients. Yeah, are participants still fucking? It's not the right word for it. It's a victim, as well as inflicting horrible burns when the admitting plates were miscalibrated or held too close to the subject's nipples, genitals, or face. And this is using like X-ray exposure and like just like holding it to your dick.
I love that. My God, whoever the fuck made that meme, you guys are so funny. Yeah, I hope the person that made this meme is watching the show, because you deserve the world. Is a thing. It's like doctors like, don't worry, the X-ray is not bad for you. Also, doctors, it's like two people hiding behind a fucking shield while the shit's going on. It's like, okay, why are you lying?
Also, they studied the effects of high G forces on pilots and falling paratroopers. Unit 731 loaded human beings into a large centrifuges and spun them at higher and higher speeds until they lost consciousness or died. So you know that ride that's at the fair that everybody fucking hates?
I love it. I like it.
The spaceship? The man, that gives me a fucking headache.
Dude, you go upside down. You're like, I'm upside down. Try to,
like, stand. Yeah, you're always like trying to like see if you could stand up with your friend. And you're like, whoa, I almost fell over there. And you like get stuck to it or whatever. They did this to people and just like spun them, I think, as fast as they could. Until their brain
literally
until your brain becomes like soup and stuff. I actually have a lot on this, more than that we could get into. Come on,
we're good.
We were just talking about venereal diseases. You want to know about
All right, let's go venereal diseases.
Venereal diseases have been a bane on the organized military since ancient Egypt, and it stands to reason that the Japanese military would take interest in symptoms to be able to maybe treat syphilis. To learn what they need to know, doctors assigned to Unit 731 infected victims with diseases withheld treatment to observe uninterrupted course of the illness. A contemporary treatment of a primitive chemotherapy agent called Salvarsan was sometimes administered over the period of months to observe the effects. However, to ensure the effective transmission of disease, syphilitic males, male victims,
syphilitic,
we ordered you to rape the both female and male fellow captives, who would then monitor and observe onset of the disease. And if the first exposure failed to establish infection, more rapes would be arranged until it did. That is fucking
crazy. See how many times crazy. It takes.
It's crazy because, like, it's crazy to be like, okay, you have syphilis, go sleep with that. Like, and you have to
go figure it out.
You know, fuck that guy in the butt and then until fuck her in out. The pussy and yeah. then fuck her in the butt. And then, you know, it's just like, until we figure out, and then watching people slowly decay from these horrible diseases that were created by aliens, in my opinion. And then
we're the aliens.
Yeah, we are. We are reptilians, supposedly.
I'm the alien.
I know you are. I can see it in your eyes.
It's a good episode.
I can see it in your eyes.
I like how we covered it, but like maybe not quite in depth. We got a good hour in. It was a good good amount of substance and subject there.
Yeah,
it's good. I like it.
For example, female captives.
He's like, I'm not done. I want more.
I do want more beyond the civil experiments we already talked about. But the R word, as we keep saying in this episode, became a common feature of Unit 731's experiments. For example, female captors of childbearing age were sometimes forcibly impregnated so that that weapon and trauma experiments could be done on them. You like that? So they forcibly, right? Impregnated. No. There's more. Just a little more. So just a bit. This is, we got to get in the full details. If you want to feel it, man, do you want to feel it? That's crazy that they would impregnate people for the sake of just seeing what would happen if they stabbed or hurt, like just to see what would happen as a pregnant person. Mm-hmm. That's messed up, man. You got to admit, do you like it?
I do like it. Okay. I love it. I wish
we
I
did
could
germ
do that.
Warfare. So you can. Yeah, that's it.
That's a good one.
Okay. Well, I just thought that was fucked up, man. Billy's getting on my case because
I just thought we covered this well.
And we did. Just, I just want to say that that's kind of. We're we're grabbing a bit. He did leave a message for me. He's like, we're grabbing a bit. But like, it was just the idea of like, so they would get people pregnant just to infect them with diseases or expose them to chemical weapons or make them suffer like crush injuries, drop stuff on them, or shrapnel injuries or all this stuff just to see the effects. And then they would study the fetus.
That's where, you know, the, what's that Bugs Bunny skit with he clocks the coyote and Sam clocks in and goes, well, morning, Sam, and they clock in or whatever. And then they just fuck with each other. That's what this was about. It was actually a true story. They used to drop boulders on people, anvils from like,
they definitely
70,000 feet high anvil right to the chest. See how good it explodes.
Yep.
And probably
weird. Here,
I got a good one. Strange duck.
I got a good one. If you're one.
Okay. We can get to it. I hope everyone enjoyed that episode. It was definitely dark and disgusting. And I just wanted to see if I could find any more because I knew there was some very horrible things that they did during warfare. And they do it all the time, not just Japan, but China. Every country that has been involved in warfare has done horrible things to innocent people and their own civilians, especially the people that are in charge, to either further, you know, along their power and control. That's what imperialism is. For anybody that does know and understands that they do this for some sort of gain, to gain more power and more control. So just remember that people will do some horrible shit in the name of profit and what they believe is vengeance.
Yeah, or vengeance.
Vengeance.
Or love. Maybe they loved it.
Yeah.
It's time for You can hear me laughing.
Like breathing.
I'm so happy I don't have to do that anymore.
I would love you to redo it once where we can make it not sound so like it sounds a little like
I pushed biting. So much for
you,
it.
I know you screamed. We're in your basement at that time. Remember?
Are you telling me like record it and like I don't have to do it again? I'm like, I'm giving it my all. Like, let's fucking go.
Screamed into the we're like in your I think it was like a Christmas episode and you just like scream that shit.
We're keeping on the topic kind of like World War II era. A little fact about World War II that maybe somebody didn't know, unless you're like a massive buff about it. A German commander was so stressed that he abandoned his post during war to go to the spa.
Who? What? American?
Heinrich Himmler, one of Hitler's.
Heinrich Himmler. What? Heinrich Himmler did that? No way.
It's not an M, it's an N.
Yeah, Heinrich Himmler.
Oh, yeah, I thought I said Heim.
No, Heinrich Himmler.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the guy that was the pig farmer?
Was one of Hitler's first supporters, becoming the head of the SS, and eventually being put in charge of an army group.
He also
group
was
of
the
500,000 soldiers that were assigned to the Berlin.
Wait, I'm gonna bring this.
Unfortunately, this task was much too far for him because he required daily naps and massages. He only liked to work a few hours a day. Eventually, army group was overrun and Himmler abandoned his post. He fled to the spa.
Can you say that a little better?
No, I can't. Can you?
You know this guy, right?
No,
he's your uncle.
Can you say this better? Third line down. Third line down.
Hohen Lynchchen. Your mother is calling you.
Oh, mom's actually calling. Hey, mom.
Hey, I texted you, but you didn't text me back, so I figured I'd call you.
Ah, sorry. I'm just doing the podcast right now.
Well, are you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Can I call you back soon?
Yeah, I'm going to go to bed soon, but what time is a good time to come over on Sunday?
Whenever you want.
When are you gonna be home?
I'll be home all day.
All day?
All day.
Okay, good. Okay.
Sounds good.
I'll see you Sunday.
All right, I'll see you Sunday.
I love you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
that was cute. If I ever die, you saved that shit. Anyways, he went to the spa to deal with his stress and even tried to negotiate a peace treaty with the advancing alliance force.
Yeah, this guy was a snake. Look at this guy. You don't think he's a snake?
He's like, I can't be standing on my feet all day. I need massages.
This guy was a piece of shit. I'm pretty sure he was, We talked about him. Me and Anton did. Heimer Kimmler is, we'll get into him one again. Look at this monster. He was a pig farmer. I was there. He was a chicken farmer. I'm pretty sure he was a pig farmer. And then I can't remember the full story, but it'd be interesting to, actually dive into, cause somehow he was just a normal guy from a farm that obviously had a little man complex. Look at this guy. And then he was actually the architect, one of them. I don't think it was just him, of the concentration camps. Isn't that fun?
He's fun. He's a fun guy. That was fun.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that. I love talking about anything with history and war and all that stuff. So Billy will soon be gone.
Just shut up.
Makes me so sad. He'll be part of the show still. Like, I'm going to make sure he's got a mic. He's got everything he needs. He's got a webcam. We got what we need.
I'm just going to use my phone.
Just makes me really sad though. Sad. Sad that he's leaving. But anyways, make sure to check out all the stuff. And you know, go to strangerpodcast.com. We have everything we need. I gotta update the site a little bit, but
why are we .ca?
I'm not doing that, man. I don't believe in this country. I don't believe in any countries.
That's fair.
With no borders.
We should be
not borders
UK.
In the way that the fucking New World Order wants it.
Why have I not done that?
What?
Can you just Google like google.uk? See what comes up, like, because like different like countries, like common states,
Google
right?
owns everything.
They're common states, though. So, like, can you put like, I want to do different search bars in different countries to see what comes up.
Go, remember fucking Jeeves? Do you remember Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, Ask Jeeves.
Oh, and then it became a ridiculous thing. Do you remember when everybody was parroting it? You could put ask anybody's name, and it was
Ask Jolene was a porn site.
It's oh, like, I didn't know that one.
Boobies, and it'd be like. Bunch of booby videos.
Boobies.
But, you know, rate and review us. Give us 5 stars. You know, I want this show to grow and become as big as it possibly can be. So anybody that's listening right now, you know, support the show by supporting the Patreon or buying merch. I always say, like, we don't make that much money off the merch, but I would love to see more people repping it. You know, send me pictures. You've got a couple fans do that. And, you know, spread the word. Right? Like I said, with like, you know, tell your mom, your grandma, the cousin that you're fucking kind of attracted to, you know, okay, that was already a joke. I already did that. Billy remembers it. Billy was in love with his fourth cousin.
I was?
Yeah. In Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia.
Oh, fucking incest joke. I was not. Just to clarify.
On that, the Goaler episode, we asked how far is too far away. You know,
so I don't even know anymore. Like, you don't know. Could you imagine, like, and that's the biggest thing. Could you just imagine marrying that? Imagine,
and you not know,
you turn out like tomorrow, you're like, oh my god, Chelsea's my second cousin.
Yeah, you just didn't know.
You're just like, well, we're not having kids anymore, that's off the table. Like,
yeah, because you gotta make sure they're not,
you can't. you can't. Anyways, that's
I know. Everybody, love everybody. Yeah, as I said, stay strange, and there's a lot more stuff to come. And I'm sure you'll probably see Billy around with Aaron sometimes, because if he has the ability, Billy is your hands look like that creature from the Alien, you know, like Alien. You know, like movie Alien, you know, the thing that like sucks people, like goes on people's faces. That's what your fucking hands look like. Billy is a fucking freak. Ew, look how long your thumb is. What's wrong with you? Just go to the camera and then put your thumb out one of the episode there. It's rocks. Finger popping your mama's asshole. There.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.